I like professional fishing. I don't know what the proper footwear is, but Denny Brower does because, well, he won a huge event this weekend, the Bassmaster Diamond Drive on the Arkansas River. So congratulations to Denny Brower, who joins us now on the Stickies Hotline. Mr. Brower, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
What is the proper footwear for a professional fisherman? What do you wear?
I personally wear sandals when it's nice and hot the way it was in Little Rock, and otherwise I'm wearing a pair of Nike shoes.
Now, you hadn't won a tournament in, what, 5 years? Is that how long it had been since you won a Bassmaster tournament?
Yeah, it'd been the longest drought of my career, so you talk about a relief to finally get another one under my belt.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Congratulations, and like we said, it's a big payday. So talk about, you know, I guess the conditions this weekend. You mentioned it was hot. You know, and fishing on the river, we were talking about maybe some of the, you know, unique nature of fishing on a river versus being on a lake, but, talk about some of the conditions and what you had to go through. I know you jumped out to a nice start.
Well, we were concerned with that. We were not going to be able to hold the tournament a couple weeks before it happened. Mm-hmm. And, with all the flooding going on and all the current being, they were trying to push through the river, a lot of water fluctuation. When that's going on, the bite is fairly tough, and the Arkansas River's got some good fish in it. I've filmed a show there over the years and have caught good fish, but conditions were about as bad as you could ask for, so I ended up going down to Pine Bluff to get in the backwater area down there where the water was a little clearer, and mm-hmm. That's where I ended up winning the event.
Had you'd fished in this event before, I guess?
Yeah, we were actually at Little Rock with one of the ESPN Elite tournaments, I want to say about 4 or 5 years ago. When we had 55 anglers in a special event there.
So, had you had success here before? I mean, had you done well on the river before?
In that particular event, I think I finished 28th, but we had had a couple of the Bassmasters Classics out of Pine Bluff on the Arkansas River and a couple of other bass events, and I'd finished third in one and fourth in another down there. So, yeah, I had a little knowledge of the river, but I certainly didn't consider myself an expert at all.
Denny Brower joining us in the zone, won the bass event over the weekend on the Arkansas River. Let me ask you about jumping out to a big lead like you did. Is that, you know, we talk about it in golf and other sports sometimes. When you get out to a big lead like that, you know, it's hard to go to sleep on a big lead, and, you know, you start worrying about, you know, we talk about athletes getting tight. Do you go through some of that? Do you worry about, gee, I'm out so far ahead, you know, you don't want to blow it when you've got given yourself such a great opportunity to win?
Well, you got to be real careful about getting conservative when you have a big lead. The thing you got to remember on our tour is the anglers are so good that if you mess up one single day, you're probably not going to win the event. So you do truly have to start over each day and catch them each day and move on from there. The fact that you're, you know, gaining a little bit of a lead certainly helps in case you encounter a tough bite one of the days. But it is never over till it's over, and that event certainly proved it with the difficulties we had in the lock getting back.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit. That was a very unique deal, and I know you ended up taking a little bit of a hit as far as your total weight goes because of that. How did that all come about, and how did you, you know, sort of work through that and talk about the stress of that situation?
Well, you've got to go through two locks to get down to Pine Bluff, and coming back, we got through the first one fine. We got up to the second one in good shape, and he had a barge coming down, and they take priority, and we felt he had enough time to sneak us in, but he felt he needed to run the barge through, and we knew that it was going to be real close, and it was. The barge, luckily, got out of there as fast as it could. He got us in, and the lockmaster did a fantastic job of at least letting us salvage some of our weight. Whether I won or lost solely depended on the lockmaster. And if I would not have got in time, I would have lost by 5 ounces. The fact that I got in fast enough and I had 13 and a half pounds, I only lost 6 pounds of them by being 6 minutes late. So you talk about putting a knot in the stomach. That tournament put a bigger knot in my stomach than any that I've won in my career. It was pretty exciting. It was a little bit NASCAR, a little bit WWW, and just a little bit of bass fishing.
What were you thinking about? I mean, you're sitting there and you're, you know, you're totally beholden, and I'm assuming you're like every other guy. No, you're not very patient when you're trying to get somewhere. So what are you thinking about? I mean, it's got to be frustrating knowing that you've got, you know, a 2012 Bassmaster Classic invitation on the line. You've got $100,000 on the line. What's it like sitting there? What's going through your mind?
Well, it's frustrating because to a certain extent, it's out of your control. There's nothing you can do. You're just kind of at the mercy of the lock master. That said, I'm watching the clock, and I know that if I can get in and salvage at least 5 pounds of my fish with that 10-pound lead, 15-pound margin is going to be hard for anybody to do, because all the guys that were way up were down in the pool and in the same situation with me, so they were going to be losing a pound a minute. So there was only two guys I had to worry about. But I was, definitely concerned that one of them could pull it off, and he would have if I had not have got through. And all the guys in the lock with me were super. They made sure that I was the first one out of the lock, and you talk about drive them like we stole them. We certainly did coming in.
I bet you did. Denny Brower joined us in the zone, won the bass event over the weekend on the Arkansas River, and as he mentioned just a moment ago, it was a close call certainly after getting stuck in the locks. Did you find out who it was, who the lockmaster was?
No, I did not. Things were so hectic. You cannot believe how frenzied the activity was, getting everybody in, getting them tied up, getting the lock pull, and getting the gates open, getting out of there. It was an adrenaline rush like I've never had before.
Another one of the big stories on the weekend was you had a little bit of a disagreement with one of the other fishermen about him sort of working his way into your water. And we were debating earlier, for those of us who are very ignorant about these types of things, how do you determine whose spot belongs to whom, and how do you sort of work around with the other fishermen? Because I guess for the average Joe, we don't know anything, so we're thinking, okay, well, it's a river. You can go wherever you want, do whatever you want. I know there's sort of a protocol probably and an etiquette that has to be followed as far as the way things are done by the pros.
Yeah, it really is. It's everybody's water. It's public water. Anybody can fish where they want to fish. It's just kind of a written rule amongst the anglers, a sportsmanship type deal, that you don't encroach upon the leader of a tournament. And it was an unfortunate event. It was a young angler, and I'm sure he'll learn from his mistakes. And I was just fortunate that it did not cost me the event. But, that's the downside of it. I try to focus on the upside, and luckily, I had some other spots that I could move around on and catch a few fish, so it worked out fine. But those kind of things happen in sports from time to time. Anglers get a little too aggressive. Football players get a little too aggressive once in a while. It's just part of competition, but it worked out all right.
Yeah, well, fortunately, there was no helmet-to-helmet contact in this incident, so that's good. How close is okay? I mean, how close do you feel, as far as being comfortable with another boat?
I'd really rather not even see one, being greedy, but it just depends on the area itself, what it can support. When you're fishing a little bitty area like I was, you really did not need any help on it.
Well, that's good news. So talk about, again, some of the upside on this. I mentioned the Bassmaster Classic berth and obviously the big payday, but, I'm assuming it was an awfully encouraging weekend for you, too, having gone through the drought that you went through.
Well, it was. I'd had a couple of really slow seasons and have a good year going this year, and came close at Pickwick, ended up third there, and was a little frustrated that I wasn't quite able to pull that event off. I had one of those mediocre days that I was talking about that you just can't have, and to get down to the last two tournaments and be able to pull the Arkansas River win off, that was very, very gratifying. I'm sure my sponsors were excited about it, because it had been a few years since I had won. And winning is really what it's about in any sport. You can finish second, third, all you want, but winning is where it's at. So I'm very excited, and I know they're excited too.
I know you're part of Team Evinrude. Tell me, what goes into that? Is that similar to a NASCAR situation? Are there multiple guys that fly under the Evinrude banner, or how does that work?
Yeah, there really are. They've been a sponsor of mine, actually, my whole career. I've run the Evinrude motor and the Ranger boat, which is kind of unheard of in our industry for an angler to be with those companies throughout his career. But they've accounted for all 17 wins that I've had. And the product nowadays is unbelievable. I've been at this sport for 30-some years, so I've seen a lot of changes, good and bad. And I know the first practice day at Little Rock, I got up on five different sandbars and really was using and abusing my equipment probably more than I should. But we've got a new heavy-duty lower unit on. And probably 5 years ago, even with an Evinrude, I'd have broke the prop shaft, and I'm sure any other outboard would have broke the prop shaft. But I made those long runs every day to Pine Bluff and had zero issues. So I cannot say enough about having a sponsor like Evinrude that builds equipment like that.
Well, congratulations. So what do you do now? You take a little time off, or are you guys right back at it this next weekend?
No, when I walked off the stage Sunday night, the wife and I jumped in the vehicle and drove 6 hours over to Decatur, Alabama on Lake Wheeler to start practicing Monday morning for another event. I'm actually on the water right now.
All right.
Getting ready for an event we have this week.
Well, you're the man. Denny, I appreciate it. You know what? There's no better way to follow up a win after a drought like you had is than maybe another win. So good luck this weekend.
I appreciate you having me on, guys.
You bet. Thank you. We'll do it again.
Thank you.